bring DJs from different shows together? Well, wonder no more. Listen to Active FM Live.
What is up, ladies and gentlemen, in Active FM land?
Welcome.
My name is Ryan from the movie show, and I'm standing here with...
My name is Marcus. I'm from the Sport Team Base, where we talk about sports and everything sports,
That's right.
Nothing you don't know about.
Yeah, sort of.
You only know movies.
Sort of. We're going to try and combine movies
with sports. We'll do our best.
Right. Sports movie, right?
So, you tell me, I was having a chat with Ryan. You used to play cricket when you were young.
I used to play cricket when I was small. I got a medal for it, guys. Come on.
What medal? Where is it?
We played every school.
No, where Alberton. Is it?
Obviously, I don't carry my medal around. But we played every school in Alberton, and we beat every single one of them.
Only okay. Alberton?
Yeah, except for Brackenhurst. They beat us, but that was just by chance.
Just by chance.
Yeah, but we were the last.
Is that when you were young? Like
that's right.
Like young, a young boy.
Yeah, I was in Albertview Primary. If there's anyone from Albertview Primary, they'll be like, "Oh yeah, I remember that guy. Now I know where he is."
Oh, you're growing your long hair. You cut your hair short.
That's
now.
Right.
It's time for you to grow it. Yeah, okay.
But other than that, I used to watch cricket, and then eventually I stopped.
Yes.
I think I went to high school, then I stopped watching cricket, and then that was the last time I watched sports. And other than that, no sport.
I used to play rugby when I was young.
I used to play rugby. So also when you were...
when I was a beginning, but now I'm big. But it's funny, I don't play rugby now, but I'm this size.
What happened, man?
Stuff happened at school, but it needs to stay there, so yeah.
Okay, fine. All right, so something happened. Eh? Can I tell you why I stopped watching cricket?
Why?
Does anyone know? No, nobody knows.
Okay. No!
There was a guy that I heard. So when I went into high school,
yes.
There was a guy that I heard. So I was like, okay, yeah, cool. New school, high school, whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I'm going to play cricket again. Then I heard there was this guy that bowls, and apparently he like cracks helmets and stuff.
He cracks helmets?
Yeah,
okay.
I got scared. It was fear. And I think that stopped me from going into sports again.
Okay, I don't play a lot of sports, but I do watch a lot of movies, though.
You watch a lot of movies?
I watch a lot of movies, okay. Action, comedy, whatever. Like, even Netflix. Like, speaking about Netflix, speaking about Netflix, sorry that I bring it up, but have you heard this trend that they're about to shut down Netflix?
They're about to shut down Netflix. Well, because from what I heard, Netflix, like, doesn't really care. So if you guys are wondering, I don't know how many people know about this, actually everybody knows about this.
Everyone knows,
yes. If you don't know about this, this is very informative.
Informative,
that's
yes.
the word, alright.
Yes,
yes, very informative. Why?
Yes.
Because Netflix has, they released a film called Cuties.
Yes.
I can't remember what it's called in French. There's a French name for it.
Yes.
What is cuties in French?
I don't speak French, so please forgive me.
Okay,
I'm Portuguese, not French. Yes.
Okay, I'm confused. All right, and this movie is about an 11-year-old girl who does creative dancing. And she finds a whole lot of girls she like rebels against, basically rebels against the parents.
Parents, yes.
Finds it bored in terms of their religion. And so she goes against that.
Yes.
And she becomes a very... free dancing. That's what they call it. Is it free?
I don't know.
This movie straight up really, really promotes child abuse.
Definitely.
Yes, they call it pedophilia, but child abuse.
And
straight up child abuse.
And another thing, they bring this movie up in this gender-based violence. They bring it up at the wrong time. They bring it at the wrong time because it's a gender-based violence moment, like at the start.
What a coincidence, eh?
What a coincidence, like it's crazy.
And you know what's crazy?
Yeah.
This movie won an award.
What?
Yes.
Really? No.
Before Netflix.
No.
Crazy, right?
No. What?
Yeah.
What did they win? A Grammy? He's gonna do some research. I really don't want to know,
something
but
called
a Sunny Award.
Dance awards.
They won an award.
I'm gonna tell you now. Luckily, I've got my.
But look. While you're searching, did you know that on YouTube it's got 1.7 million dislikes? on YouTube. Just the trailer.
Yeah.
Alone, it's got 1.7 million dislikes. And likes, it's only like 13,000. But 1.7 million dislikes. It's crazy. On just the trailer alone.
Yeah.
Just the trailer alone. Plus it's crazy.
Plus, it's trending heavy, like quite hectically on Netflix.
Yeah, it is.
And I think it's from a case of people are saying,
yeah,
you know, oh, I heard it's really bad. Let me go see how bad it really is.
They still want to go watch the movie. The trailer is enough. Come on.
Yes. In fact, that's what we spoke about in this week's movie show. And what we want to say is, guys, don't go watch it because it's
please bad. Don't.
Because
it's not a good movie.
It's getting the views. And on top of that, people are canceling their Netflix account. All right.
It's heavy.
The record goes that the amount of cancellations that they had, it eightfolded. What do you call it? Eightfolded. It times
eightfolded is the word.
Yes.
Let's just.
So
yeah.
it got that worse, that people were actually starting to cancel.
So they deactivated the Netflix account just because
they
of
were
that
like,
movie.
No, I'm not standing for this, man.
Oh my word! That is so bad.
Guess
I.
What? Yes. Netflix is still like, nah, we're not moving it.
So
yeah.
So they don't really care. It's like, okay, it's just a trailer, it's just a movie. We gotta carry on making money with this.
Yeah. In fact, the writer, director, she said that people are misunderstanding the movie and people need to go see it for themselves.
Oh,
but
yes.
But we watched reviews that actually said
the guy
was like, so he went and he saw it and it was worse than what he thought it was.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, shucks. Okay. So is that what you talked about on this show?
On our movie show.
So what we talked about on our show is like, I don't know if you realize this trend of Messi moving out of Barcelona because of the loss of, I think it was not Real Madrid, it was Bayern Munich, yes. So Barcelona lost 8-2. It was hectic. It was like they were going to, so they lost 8-2, so Messi wanted to leave. Ah, you sorry? That's my team, guys. It's my team, so please. So anyway, so Messi wanted to leave. Everyone was going through a bad time, but they couldn't because they couldn't afford him. He was like over, I think it was half a bill, like 500 million.
What?
That he was like half a bill. That's how much Messi cost. They were willing to sell him at that price.
We can buy him, right? We do need to find him.
No. If you don't have the money, don't please, don't even think.
Sponsorships, guys. Come on. It's really
difficult. So, okay, you want to get sponsored? You must get money together. You have to get like 100 sponsorships just to buy Messi. That's how expensive Messi is right now. But good news is he's not leaving. He's not leaving at all. That's the good news. But there is no bad news. I was going to say the bad news is what, but there is no bad news. I believe that Barcelona is going to come up. And I don't know if you watch UFC, the Ultimate Fighting Championships, is like mixed martial arts. You don't like watching hitting people. Yeah. You're not familiar with it.
I can watch a movie about it.
You can watch. Well,
as far as it goes for me, man.
Yeah. There are these guys called, there's this guy called Israel Adesanya and this guy from Brazil called Paulo Costa. They're undefeated, so this fight is going to be interesting. I don't know if you remember Tyson Fury versus Deontay Wilder boxing fight.
Yes, I remember that.
Yeah, they were both undefeated.
People were talking about it.
People were talking about it, and they were both undefeated. So that's what made the fight very interesting. So this fight in the UFC is going to be very, very interesting. So next week we'll be speaking about that fight, so please look out for that. Please look out for that. And movies. Oh, movies. Ah, man, I watch a lot of movies. Comedy,
everybody
action,
watches a lot of movies, right?
Yes, everyone watches a lot of movies. I'm more of an action fan than a comedy fan.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. So, and my favorite movie, I'm not racist about it, it's Black Panther.
Black Panther. Yeah.
Yes, I can say that. Yeah, it's Black Panther. Reason being, I like the represent the African culture that the way they represent it very well. And Chad Hardwick, he represents Black Panther very, very well. I mean, he's American, but the African accent was brilliant, I must say. Even, I think, two or three characters were from England, but they put the African culture very, very well. They put the African accent very, very well. And the character I liked in Black Panther, there's this guy named M'Baku.
This is the character's name, right?
Is the character's name. He's one of Black Panther's, not enemy, but the guy who Black Panther fought with in the beginning of the movie.
Cool.
He's like the guy that looks like he likes to I wouldn't say Bok like a gorilla, but yeah, that was my favorite character.
Yeah, wasn't his tribe like the gorilla?
Yes, I remember that guy. That was my favorite character in the movie.
He was very sarcastic and very funny.
He was very sarcastic and funny, but T'Challa, that's the name of Black Panther. T'Challa was very, very, he had integrity. He wanted to do all things right, but yeah, that's what I like about Black Panther. It's the characters and the culture and all that.
Do you know that Chadwick actually came to South Africa and he spent time here to learn?
Are you serious?
Yes.
What?
He went to Eastern Cape, guys.
He went to...
Yeah, so we know which language he learned, eh?
Yeah. That's the one.
Yes,
that's the tricky one.
That's why I just said it that way, so you can...
Yes. So he actually went to Eastern Cape just to learn this language.
His accent was pretty cool in the movie, yeah?
Like I said, it was... Yeah. I think they're releasing Black Panther 2. I'm not sure about that. But are they releasing it?
Right now, there's a thing. I saw a news headline because I think...
Yes.
So in the movie show, we spoke about this and we said that we think that there will be an uproar about it if they just replace him. I saw a news headline now this week saying that there are other characters in Black Panther that they can release.
That's going to be very interesting.
Yeah.
But I think Black Panther, in my opinion, I think Black Panther wouldn't be the same without Chadwick. The actual Chadwick. Yeah. Like, it wouldn't be the same because the way he represented Black Panther was very, very good. Like, everyone, this Wakanda Forever tribe was going viral after that movie.
Yeah, a lot of people do it, eh?
A lot of Wakanda Forever, like, literally, like, just to go watch that movie, everyone went traditional. That, like, the first day, everyone went traditional in the cinema.
Is it premieres, would you say?
Not premieres
here in South Africa, but
the
first time it played in theaters here in South Africa, people were dressing
American,
they were going all leopard stripes, tiger stripes.
Like, wow. They're actually representing the African culture, and they say, you know, that... But some people say that movie is racist. I don't know why, but they say that movie is racist. But I don't believe that it's racist. I think... They're representing the African culture well, and that's why people are saying that they're racist. I don't think that movie is racist, in my opinion.
Is it?
Yeah, in my opinion, I don't think that movie is racist. Yeah.
It was a good movie, man.
It was.
I enjoyed it, and especially when I got to Endgame and Avengers.
Endgame. Let's talk a bit about Endgame.
And then Endgame was like, yeah.
Everyone got emotional when Iron Man died. Like, everyone got emotional in the cinema. I remember I was in the cinema when we were searching for the Infinity Stones. Then I think Thor was fighting with Captain America. Then he was about to lose the battle. Then all the guys came back. Spider-Man, Guardians of the Galaxy, all the guys came back. Everyone was at the edge of their seats. Like,
you watched it in theater, Marcus?
Yes, I did.
And did everyone cheer in your theater?
Yes, they did.
Everyone's like, yeah!
They did. Like, when Black Panther came back, when Spider-Man came back, they all started cheering. When Black Panther came back, they all started screaming, Wakanda Forever! Everyone, I was like, wow, okay, this movie is intense. My sister does not like Marvel movies, but when I took her out just to go watch Endgame, she was at the edge of her seat. I'm like, this movie is so intense. And there was a part where they said Avengers Assemble and they start going into battle.
Right.
Oh gosh,
that was cool.
That was excellent. Everyone was at the edge of the seat. Everyone, they felt like they were going to war. Like, we're gonna kill these people.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? But that movie was awesome.
Everyone knew that the Avengers were gonna win at that point.
But the part that said that Iron Man, not Iron Man, Thor was fat. Yeah.
Oh, it made it hilarious.
Like the thing.
Look, him as a character, Thor.
Yes.
Right? He himself, he is quite a funny sort of mischief. Not mischief, but...
Mischief, yes.
Yeah, his brother's actually god of mischief.
But how can you make Thor fat?
Well, because he's been laying back. You see, the thing is that the impact of his brother dying and what had happened had obviously...
Yes.
...had such an effect on him. He was like, there's no use. There's no point.
Yeah, and there's a time when he lost his... I think they destroyed his hammer. Then he got the bigger hammer in Infinity War.
And then he got the hammer back.
Then he got the... He got the hammer back then. Captain America was worthy to carry that small hammer. I'm like, wow. This movie just went on a twist. But there are new movies coming out. Black Widow, it might come out. I'm not sure. I saw Black Widow might come out. Black Panther 2. There's the Doctor Strange, the Multiverse of Madness. Yes, that's the one. So interesting movies are coming out. There's New Mutants coming out. There's literally new upcoming movies that are coming out. Did you watch the Last Rocky? Not Rambo, sorry. Rambo.
No.
Lost Blood.
Yeah, that was part of the whole Rocky.
It's Rambo when he's a soldier.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that movie was so intense. Like the storyline, it started on a good slate. Then I think the granddaughter died. Then he started to kill everyone. I think
this guy knows a lot about movies.
Yes, I do. It's funny. I'm not in the movie show, but I know a lot.
This guy, man.
But
this is cool.
I know, but
Marcus, I think we should have you as a guest on one of our movie shows.
Yes, please. I'd love to be a guest. I really love to be a guest, but that's if you guys.
We have had sports shows before. I know we spoke about a rugby.
Yes.
In Vickers, I think it was.
Yes.
With the whole 1994 World Cup, if I'm not mistaken. So yes. That, you know, all of that. Tell me, what are your thoughts about the whole movie? Obviously, what's happening at the moment with the sports and the lockdown and.
With the sports in the lockdown, so we've been speaking about like the players, the training during the lockdown, the players that are not fit
fit at the moment? They have to, right?
Yes, they have to. Like for instance, like basketball players, there's a guy, LeBron James, he's a basketball player, he's been keeping fit then all the basketball players, but when he went back into the pitch, like he was actually fit than all the guys there. He got the most points.
Cool.
He's still like he's on top of the rank right now. Now some players let's cut basketball now. Let's go to football. There's some players they are not very very fit. As soon as they came out of lockdown, like they were not very very fit to play in the game. They've been losing and all that stuff. So I think it's very important. Like there was this guy who said that this lockdown can either break you or make you. Straight up. Let's be honest. This lockdown can either break people or make people. Some people, they came out as a new person. Some people, they came broken. But at the end of the day, it's who you are that matters.
That's very true, eh?
It's who you are
that
matters.
That's very good.
That's very, very, it's very, very true. And I've seen players like train on, like I follow most of the guys on Instagram. Like it's crazy. I've seen their training. They do some crazy, intense training, like those that are serious, like for instance Cristiano Ronaldo, he's been training throughout lockdown. Messi, he's been training throughout lockdown. The cricket guys have been training throughout lockdown. Like Indian right now is on top of the ranking cricket. I don't know if you know
that's
that.
Right.
India and Australia, they're on top of the rank in cricket at the moment. Why? Because they've been practicing through lockdown. But the Proteas, we are coming back. The South Africans, we are coming back.
Well, the main guys in cricket is England, Australia, and India, isn't it?
Yes.
And England as well. Hey?
Yeah, England as well. And
I don't know if we're still there, but I know back in my day, when I used to watch cricket, it was Jocky Rhodes, it was Hansie Cronje.
Yes.
Yo, all of those guys.
But they were good. Look, I must say they were good. They were very, very good. But I think the team is growing because we're getting the young players into the game. Because the team stays healthy when there's young players into the game.
Well, that's when they started that whole 20.
Under-20.
Yeah, the under-20s, man. Those quick games, you can go watch them.
Yes. So but it was very good. Now, if you should go watch cricket now, it's really, really interesting. You see how the young people play. They have strategy. They have structure. Like, they know what to do before they even do it. Like,
yeah.
It's crazy. You should go watch the Proteas now. It's crazy.
New players. Mm. I think I should talk about another sport, right? So I watched a movie called Run the Race, right? Because what happened was that I thought of, man, look, I don't know much about sports.
No, I do understand. All right? I do understand.
And so I thought, let me go and look up the rules and research. Let me actually go get into the sports thing.
Yeah.
So I went and looked up a sport that not many people know about.
Yeah.
And that is American football.
Oh, yes,
then
yes,
I decided,
yes.
Okay, let me see if I can, I look for a movie that was where, you know.
Related to sports.
I mean, we've seen a lot of movies with American football in it, right?
Yes, a lot.
So, I found a movie, it's called Run the Race. It's a Christian film. It was released in 2008.
Yes.
Okay, it is a really, really good film. So, just very quickly, Run the Race is a 2018 American Christian drama film.
Yes.
Oops, there you go.
Yes.
It's directed by Chris Dowling. It follows two young brothers who use football to cope with their mother's death and their father's abandonment of them.
Yes.
And basically what happens was there's a journey. I'm not going to spoil too much. There's a journey that these brothers go down because the one brother basically holds on to his game.
Yes.
All right. He's playing for this like, this okay team, you know, one of those in the towns, whatever. And he's waiting to be recognized by one of the bigger guys.
Yes.
Because in one game, he scored like 5 touchdowns. And all the time, he's like keeping an eye on the coach, another coach from another team to see if he gets recognized. And it never really happens.
Yes.
And what happens is he ends up injuring his leg, which now puts him out of his game. But now he helps his brother to run because his brother's a runner.
Yes.
But then the brother comes down with some serious health issues and it goes downhill. Let's just put it that way. So there's a heartbreaking story. But the cool thing is that obviously the whole storm and the whole situation of what happens in his life leads him to accepting Jesus again.
No, that's good.
Which is like by the end you're like, yeah, you know, type of thing.
No, that's good.
You learn a lot of lessons.
I need to go watch this movie. Please don't spoil too much. I want to go watch this movie.
Run the race. Go check it out. And of course, we know Run the Race because Paul talks about it, right?
Yes.
Run the race.
Yes, he does talk about it.
In terms of, let me just get to my notes here. American football is not a very popular sport, right?
But it is similar to rugby, though. But the only difference is that they don't wear helmets and they don't wear like this.
All those padding, right?
All those paddings, like it's crazy. Like we're similar. I must tell you, as the South Africans, we are strong. I just want to put it out there: we are very, very strong. We don't need a helmet. For this thing, because we play something very, very similar. We play something very, very similar to that.
Yes.
But man, we don't need a helmet. We're strong like that. Like we can hit our head many times. We'll still stand up.
It's the same.
Them, I don't know. Yeah.
Africa's not for sissies, eh?
Yes, Africa's not for sissies. Oh man, we've been through the struggle. We've been through the.
Let's
struggle.
Put it in another format. So Africa, is not for weak.
It's not for the weak.
It's not for the weak.
I'm telling you, if you come to Africa, you need to survive. I mean, we know poverty. Let me just tell you, we know poverty better. Like us Africans, not just South Africa, like guys like Namibia, Nigeria, we know poverty and
so
we overcome
poverty.
Not
only do we survive it, we know it.
We know, not that we survive poverty, but we know it.
You're like, hey, what's up, man?
Like we.
What do you want? Oh, you want us? Okay.
Nah.
There it is. Okay, can you leave again?
Yeah, it's fine.
Bye.
Yeah.
Thanks.
That's how well we know poverty.
Yeah,
we know how to overcome poverty. But like with this Netflix thing, man, I just want to say with this movie thing, I really think in my opinion they took it out at the wrong time. They were not supposed to take out that movie because gender based violence is everywhere. Like the Black Lives Matter, the gender based violence, it's very, very very heavy.
Yeah.
It's very, very heavy. And I really think they should cancel that. Not cancel Netflix, but they should
cancel their Netflix accounts.
No, listen!
Netflix needs to know.
Listen, not Netflix, but just the movie itself. They must cancel the movie and just live their lives.
Or Netflix can just drop the movie.
Netflix, they must just drop the movie. Yes, people are upset because of that movie. But at the end of the day, you said Netflix doesn't care.
Yes.
Isn't it?
Which is a problem.
Okay, so if people start deactivating their accounts, do you think they'll care?
They will because they'll start losing subscribers.
They stop losing subscribers.
Okay, we can't do this. We need to get it back. We need to listen to the people, right?
No, I really think that after this, when they get less subscribers, I think it's the harder thing to bring the subscribers back to Netflix. People are going to go to DSTV. Yo, they will come back, but it's gonna be very, very hard for them.
I mean, Stranger Things, we're waiting for season 4.
Oh, it's Stranger Things?
Yeah, we're waiting for season 4, man.
Oh, really?
I haven't finished season 3 yet.
Is it?
Yeah, I don't have a Netflix account. I canceled it.
Stranger Things, in fact, I really should start from season 1. I confess right now, I've never watched Stranger Things. I'm more of action crime as to, like, Money Heights. Money Heights is the one of the series I watch. And Gangsters of London, I also watch that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Gangsters of London is very, very interesting there. So, I really need to watch Stranger Things. But what is it based on? Don't spoil too much, but just tell me a little bit.
You know what it's based on?
What?
The 80s.
Oh, so it's based on the 80s. So
well, it's the year, the year that it takes place is the 80s.
I think the title...
It's got that, It's got that whole, like, you know, 80s music, you know, that whole synthesizer type of sounds. The look, the feel, the way they dress, the way they speak. You know the hairstyles in the 80s, man?
Yes,
based on that. But I won't mess it up. If I talk anything...
No, don't talk anything. Let me go watch it. Let me go watch it myself. Yeah. Let me go watch it myself.
You see, we've got a... Well, we've discovered... Yeah. When I say we, the movie show, we've discovered that if you go watch a trailer before you watch a movie...
Yes.
You kind of spoil the movie sometimes. Well,
really? Wait, what?
So what I do is I don't like watching trailers.
Oh, of the movie.
I go watch the movie. I mean, imagine you're watching a movie. You know the name, but you don't even know what it's about.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? You're just watching it. You're like, okay, there's a guy. When you watch a trailer, it's like the one man.
But sometimes the trailer is not the actual movie, because remember what they did with Endgame.
They spoil it, man.
They didn't spoil Endgame.
Maybe not Endgame.
Some other movies.
They hyped you up, they ramped you up. But a lot of movies, okay, there was a movie we did called, I think it was called Bloodshot.
Yes, the one with Vin Diesel.
You go watch the trailer, that trailer just tells you everything. It's like, bleh.
It's like they tell you from the beginning, the middle, and the
end. They tell you. But when you watch the film, you're like, there's stuff that you don't expect.
It's like, also Fast and Furious does the same thing. Like, The trailer is like, it's like the actual movie. They spoil every single thing. They explain what's going to happen. Speaking about Fast and Furious, the Fast 9 was supposed to come up this year, but I think they were supposed to finish some editing.
Had delayed.
But so it's coming out on the 9th, 2021. It's going to come out. And
amongst all the other movies that are coming out.
Amongst all the movies. Yeah. That's the one I really, really look
for. All those movies have been bottlenecked, man. So, guys. You need to put some money together for the theaters, eh?
Hey, man, because the interesting movies are going to come out in 2021.
Right.
It really, because I'm a fan of Fast and Furious. I've been watching it from number one up to number eight. So it's very, very interesting.
I think I've watched about two or three.
Only?
Yeah.
So you never watched it from one when they started racing?
Maybe in December I'll do a thing.
Oh, so you do like from one till number eight.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, but I won't spoil too much.
Furious day or whatever like.
Did you watch the one where Vin Diesel was a bad guy?
I think so. It rings a bell, man.
Wait,
he was a bad guy. Wait, which one was that? Which one was it?
I think it was number seven.
I think I watched six. I think isn't seven with Jason? What's his name?
Jason Statham.
Yeah, that one.
Jason Statham, when Jason Statham is a bad guy, now number eight is where Vin Diesel is a bad guy. Now Jason Statham helps the team to get rid of...
That's the one I've watched.
Okay, so
let me tell you, we've got a few minutes left. So
yes.
I researched football, right? American football. And what's great about it is that we're not familiar with it. So I came to Marcus, how familiar is it? He's like, it's very similar to rugby, as you've heard. So, I found it quite interesting. In fact, it made me... I think I'm going to go check out all the other sports. Maybe I can also...
Yes.
Maybe that's why I'm not a sports person, because
I just
watch and I'm like, I see, you know, balls being thrown around. Right? So just a quick overview, right?
Yeah.
American football, referred to as football in the United States. Now listen to this. Do you know that football, American football, has another name? All right? In Canada,
really?
It is referred to as Gridiron.
Gridiron, yes, okay.
I hope I've got that pronounced.
Gridiron.
Gridiron.
Gridiron. Not Cridiron, yeah.
Is a team sport played of two teams of 11 players.
Yes.
All right. But now get this. I think there's 47 players in total on each team. Right? And
yes,
I'll tell you now why. You get the offense, right? One team plays as offense, all right? The team, they are basically the team that has the, that is in possession of the oval-shaped football.
Okay. Oval-shaped.
We know that as a rugby ball.
Yes,
right.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Now they attempt to advance down the field by running with the ball or passing it, while the defense team tries to basically stop them from scoring a touchdown. Right.
Yes.
So
yes,
the aim is to stop the offense's advance and to take control of the ball for themselves.
Mm.
The offense must advance at least 10 yards in four downs. So in other words, from where they start off.
Yes.
They have to go forward
by
10 yards. They have four chances to do it. If they can push forward further than 10 yards, they get another four downs, then to advance another 10 yards.
Sure. All right?
Otherwise, if... Now, they can do that. Otherwise, they can just, like, for example, the quarterback can get the ball.
Yes.
And he can just shoot straight and score a touchdown, right? Or they can kick the ball.
Kick the ball over the pole. Yes.
Goal, right?
We have something similar, but when we score a touchdown, we don't call it a touchdown. We call it a try.
Yes.
I don't know if you know that.
A try, right?
We
but
don't
except
try.
In
yes.
rugby, you have to put the ball on the ground.
Yes, you have to put the ball on
the ground. Where in American football, you can just run past the line. But
yes, and that's a touchdown. Yes,
pretty interesting, right? So the defense must advance at least 10 yards in four downs
yes.
or plays. If they fail, they turn over the ball to the defense.
Yes.
But if they succeed, they are given a new set of four downs to continue the drive.
Okay.
And of course, they get all sorts of things, all the other rules between that as well. So,
yes.
for example, if you slip and you lose a ball, it's called a fumble.
Yes.
If you're throwing the ball to someone and it touches, your team
yes.
player.
Yes.
And it hits the ground or it goes outside.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You know.
And it's also, similar, you do know. Okay.
It's very similar
to
rugby.
Okay.
Now, I don't know how similar exactly it is to rugby.
But I'm not actually sure. I think the scrum is different because and you know what's the scrum. But it comes together and they actually
the ball
push
gets
each other.
Thrown into
and
the scrum.
Yes, the ball gets thrown into the scrum. You have to push each other.
Now, what is that? Whoever gets it can take it.
No. So the back guy called the back line needs to get it and pass it to another, pass it to the player, and it needs to run. So American football has something similar, but they have to throw the ball while they're doing the scrum.
Well, get this.
Yes.
American football came out of soccer and rugby.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Pretty interesting.
Rugby just came out of rugby, man. Not out of soccer, not out of rugby, because we don't use legs. And there's a technique called, a tackle. Now, a tackle, they said the technique to tackle a big person, aim for the legs. Because if the person is weak on the legs, chances are he's going to fall down. So you may find a tiny guy, like a tiny guy taking a big guy down. You'll be like, this guy's stronger than this big guy. No, it's just a
like
technique.
James Small took down Joe Maloma.
Yes.
I think it was 95, or wasn't it?
Yes. So,
what is this? Rugby World Cup 2003. Oh, okay.
There
you go.
Yeah, it's, yeah. He's in it for, yeah. But anyway, so that's the technique. So you have to grab it by the legs, and obviously he's going to fall. If you do it from the upper body, chances are that person will not fall down if he's big. Because I've seen big guys. I mean, in fact, when I was in high school, I've seen like, big guys with beards. I'm like, how old are you, my guy? I'm like, I'm 14 years of age. I'm like, you're 14! You're 14 years of age and you have a beard. Like, what the hell? I think it's in the genes. That's what I respect those guys for. Like,
right.
It's in the genes. They're very, very big. The way they represent themselves is very, very nice.
I think they're just a bit older sooner.
They get older very, very soon. So yeah. It's very, very interesting. I've seen some interesting stuff in high school, especially in rugby, in schools that I've went to. I've met guys. Like, eventually, I became friends with them. We became enemies when we were playing, but we became friends afterwards. So I really enjoy playing with them. I'd love to go back to rugby, but unfortunately, stuff happens. But if I have an opportunity, I'd love to go back to rugby. And guess what team I want to play for? Lions. Yes,
Lions.
I'd love to play for Lions. And if I get the chance, maybe for the Proteas, not the Proteas, Springboks, flip.
Springboks.
Yeah, the Springboks. I would.
South Africa, right?
Yes, yeah, South Africa. Yeah. Proteas is cricket and the Springboks is rugby. So,
right.
Let's not confuse the two.
Right.
So, yeah.
So, I guess that's us. Time is up for us for this
unfortunately,
session.
We gotta go.
That was interesting, right?
It was a very interesting combining movies and sports.
And I wanna get into sports. So
I wanna get into a movie show. I wanna be the guest on that show. In fact, please invite me, please.
So, there's a call out, guys. Guys, you know where to find us? Facebook, YouTube, Instagram.
On www.sffm.co.za.
Yeah,
please catch us there.
Right.
And yeah. Yes.
So, from.
From Marcus from the Sporting Vest and from
Ryan from the movie show.
Peace out. God bless.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.